everyone. Welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love to get into the weeds with some fascinating research, and today is no exception. We're going to be exploring palliative home care, specifically what patients and their caregivers go through during this really intense time.
Oh, this is such important work. It's often overlooked. But palliative care at home is so crucial.
Absolutely. And the research we're diving into today, it's titled Dying Within Diets, Stress, Sense of Security, and Support During Palliative Home Care. It was published in PLOS One. And, you know, it really digs deep into the experiences of both patients and their primary caregivers.
It does. And not just their experiences, but how those experiences like differ and sometimes even clash.
Yeah, that's what I found so fascinating. You'd think everyone would be on the same page, right? But this study found some pretty surprising differences in how patients and caregivers view things.
You're right. There are some areas where they tend to agree, like on the level of support they're getting from healthcare providers, or how much control they feel they have over the situation. But you hit the nail on the head. There are these unexpected differences, too.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something we all deal with.
Stress,
yeah. And here's one finding that really jumped out at me. When patients reported feeling more stressed than their caregivers, the caregiver was often male. What do you make of that?
That's an interesting one. It could point to the need for healthcare systems to pay closer attention to male caregivers. You know, especially when the patient is also experiencing high stress, a stressed caregiver. Well, that can impact the patient's well-being too. It's a cycle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I wonder if it has something to do with traditional gender roles.
It very well could.
Yeah.
You know, women have often been the primary caregivers in families, right? So maybe they're just more accustomed to that role, more comfortable with it. Maybe they've even developed better coping mechanisms over time just through experience.
So it's not that men aren't capable of being amazing caregivers. It's just that
they might need a little extra support, especially if caregiving is a newer role for them.
Yeah.
You know, especially when things get really tough. Yeah, that makes sense. And here's another twist. The study also found that overall, female caregivers actually reported higher levels of stress compared to male caregivers.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is. There's so much to unpack there. It's like this whole mix of gender, societal expectations, and just the sheer emotional weight of caregiving, you know?
Absolutely. And this research does a great job of highlighting how crucial it is to understand those nuances to really provide effective support.
Now, another finding that caught my eye was about the relationship between the patient and the caregiver. Specifically, when patients felt more supported than their caregivers, the caregiver was more likely to be their child.
Oh, wow.
Makes you think, right?
Yeah, it does. All those people out there juggling their own families and jobs while also caring for a parent who's seriously ill, it's a lot to carry.
It's like that sandwich generation, isn't it? And I can only imagine how much harder it is when you're not living with the person you're caring for.
You bring up a great point. There's a real need for healthcare systems to step up and support children who are taking on this caregiver role. They might need different resources, different kinds of help compared to a spouse who's living with a patient 24/7, right?
Totally different needs. Mm-hmm. So we've got gender differences, different types of caregiver relationships, all playing a part in how palliative care plays out at home. But this study didn't stop there. They also looked at the psychological side of things and found that the caregiver's attachment style played a role. Specifically, something called attachment anxiety.
Attachment anxiety. Now, that's an interesting angle. Could you break that down for me and for our listeners?
Sure. It's basically that fear of rejection or abandonment that some people experience in close relationships. It can show up in different ways.
Mm. Oh, I see. So how does that play out in a caregiving situation? I'm curious.
Well, imagine you're a caregiver and you're constantly worried about whether you're doing enough, if you're providing the right kind of care. You might be seeking constant reassurance from the patient, from the doctor, even getting overly involved in medical decisions because you're just terrified of making a mistake and somehow failing the patient, you know?
Well, so it's like your own personal insecurities and fears are all getting tangled up with the already incredibly stressful experience of caring for someone who's seriously ill.
Exactly. And this is where a skilled palliative care team can be such a game changer. By understanding these attachment dynamics, they can provide support that's tailored to the caregiver's needs, validate their feelings, help them develop healthier coping strategies. It's really about recognizing that both the patient and the caregiver have emotional needs that deserve attention. We can't just focus on the physical symptoms, right? We have to acknowledge those emotional undercurrents too. It's a whole person approach. And speaking of the whole person, the study also found something interesting about the patient's age. Younger patients often reported feeling more supported than their caregivers. Why do you think that is?
Well, if we think about the bigger picture, it kind of makes sense. Research shows that younger patients facing a serious illness might experience higher levels of anxiety.
Makes sense.
Right. And that could make them more sensitive to and appreciative of the support they're getting. It's almost like they're hyper aware of everything their caregivers are doing for them because they're facing this really scary, uncertain situation.
Makes sense. But on the flip side, caregivers of younger patients are actually at a higher risk of grief and depression themselves.
You're right. Maybe caring for someone younger, someone who should have more life ahead of them, just intensifies the fear of loss and the emotional burden of caregiving, you know?
That's heartbreaking.
It is. And it highlights just how important it is to recognize that different age groups face different challenges in palliative care. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. We need to be sensitive to the specific needs of both the patient and the caregiver, taking their age and their relationship into account.
It's all connected. It's so much to think about.
Yeah.
We've uncovered how gender, the type of caregiver relationship, attachment styles, and even the patient's age can all influence the dynamics of palliative care at home.
Yeah, we've barely scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore in this world of palliative care. Let's keep digging.
It's amazing to think about how much this study focused specifically on palliative care provided at home. That setting really changes things, doesn't it?
It does. Being at home can be so comforting for patients, so important for that sense of normalcy. But it also means the caregiver takes on a whole lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's a huge shift.
Absolutely. It's not just about helping with meals or medication. It's being there for all those difficult emotional moments, offering comfort, just being present. And that can be exhausting, both physically and emotionally draining, you know?
Absolutely. And without the right support, caregivers are at such high risk for burnout, compassion fatigue, even health problems of their own. It really makes you think about those gender differences and stress we talked about earlier. I wonder if it's tied to the types of tasks men and women tend to take on in these caregiving roles.
That's such a good point. Do you think women might be doing more of the emotional labor while men focus more on the practical side of caregiving?
It's definitely a possibility. We know there's this societal expectation for women to be the emotional caretakers in families. And that kind of emotional labor can be just as draining, if not more so, than physical tasks.
It's invisible work, but so important. So how can we better support caregivers? What can we actually do to help them not just survive this role, but actually thrive?
Well, think about things like counseling or support groups designed specifically for caregivers. Even something as simple as training healthcare professionals to spot the signs of caregiver stress and offer resources or referrals when needed. It's all about giving caregivers the tools and support they need to cope effectively.
Giving them the tools so they don't get completely overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Right.
And we can't forget about communication. Healthcare providers need to make time for regular open communication with both the patient and the caregiver. That open dialogue can make a world of difference.
Makes sense. When everyone's on the same page, when concerns are voiced and addressed, it fosters the sense of collaboration and shared decision making, you know?
That's exactly it. Now, let me ask you something. If you were facing this situation, either as a patient or a caregiver, what would be your biggest takeaway from all of this research?
That's a great question. I think for me, the biggest takeaway is just the importance of awareness, recognizing that this is a tough, tough journey for everyone involved, and knowing it's okay to ask for help, reach out to healthcare providers, support groups, friends, family. You don't have to go through this alone.
Such an important message. And sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is just listen to each other. Really listen. Acknowledge and validate each other's feelings. You know, just creating that space for open and honest communication can be so healing.
It's about connection and support, recognizing that this is a shared experience and everyone needs that lifeline. Absolutely. And while this study focused on the patient-caregiver dyad, that close bond between the two, it makes me think about the role healthcare professionals play in all of this. How can they better support both sides of the dyad to ensure the best possible experience during palliative care?
What a fantastic question. Yeah. We talked about what patients and caregivers can do.
Hmm?
But healthcare providers are the guides in this journey. So what steps can they take to make it a truly supportive and positive experience for everyone involved?
We've been talking about how crucial it is to support both the patient and the caregiver during palliative care. It's not just about managing symptoms, right?
Right. It's about recognizing that this is a profound journey for everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's about understanding and supporting people as they navigate this really challenging time.
And healthcare professionals, they have this amazing opportunity to make this journey more supportive and more compassionate for everyone.
They do. It all starts with education. Healthcare providers need to be trained to recognize the specific needs of both patients and caregivers.
So it's not just about focusing on the patient's pain or symptoms, but also understanding the emotional and social dynamics between the patient and the caregiver.
You got it. It's about seeing the whole picture, being aware of things like those gender roles we talked about and those different attachment styles, you know, all those factors that can really shape how people experience and cope with stress.
It's like you're putting on a new lens to view the situation, right?
Exactly. But it's not enough to just have this knowledge. Healthcare professionals need to know how to use it. You know what I mean?
I do. How can they translate all this understanding into something that actually makes a difference for patients and caregivers? What can they do?
Well, communication is key, right? Imagine a healthcare provider who really takes the time for regular check-ins with both the patient and the caregiver. Someone who asks those open-ended questions like, how are you really feeling? And then actually listens to the answers.
It's about active listening, creating a safe space for both the patient and the caregiver to share what they're going through.
Absolutely. Even the tough stuff. And it goes beyond just listening. Healthcare providers should be proactive about offering support and resources, like connecting people with support groups or counseling services, or even just giving them practical tips on how to manage the daily challenges of caregiving.
Yeah, it's more than just handing them a pamphlet. It's about really helping them find those resources and making those connections.
And remember, healthcare providers are part of a larger team, right? They work with social workers, chaplains, therapists, all those amazing people who contribute to providing really comprehensive palliative care. It's about coordinating all those different services so both the patient and the caregiver get the support they need.
It sounds like it really does take a village to create truly compassionate palliative care. It takes knowledge and empathy and a real commitment to caring for the whole person, not just the illness.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
This deep dive has really highlighted how impactful palliative care can be.
Yeah.
You know, it's about so much more than just easing physical symptoms.
It's about supporting people through a truly challenging transition, recognizing their emotional needs, their social needs, and understanding that deep connection between the patient and their caregiver.
Beautifully said. So on that note, we wrap up another deep dive. We hope exploring this research on palliative home care has given you some insights, maybe even sparked some inspiration.
And remember, no matter where you are on this journey, you are not alone. There is support out there, and there's always more to learn.
Keep asking questions, keep seeking knowledge, and keep diving deep.